Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for your great love. Thank you, Father God, that your Son has come, your Son has paid the price, your Son is ruling supreme, and he's there to crush all darkness under his feet, take away the devil and his works, and those that refuse the goodness, turn away from the goodness that is available. You and your Son are working to bring all men into the knowledge of the truth. So we thank you. We thank you for this wonderful, beautiful life that is available, that we can abide in it, can walk in, that we can be the salt and the light that you made us to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Matthew 5, verse 13 and 14. Let me tell you why you are here. You're here to be salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors of this earth. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? You've lost your usefulness and will end up in the garbage. Here's another way to put it. You're here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this. As public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you?
Hallelujah. Oh, powerful word there, eh? And that's the reality of what has happened. I like the one sister shared this morning there, that when Jesus said it's finished, it just started for Jesus and his kingdom. So it's finished is relevant to he became sin. The word is going out today around the world is beautiful. He became sin so we can become the righteousness of God. But the beauty is that that has happened and now we can become the righteousness of God. The beloved disciple put it this way. He said, darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. So the work of Jesus in coming, showing the way, showing the truth, and then giving us the encouragement, as my Father sent me, so I sent you. The works that I do, you shall also do, because as much as the Father loves me, he loves you. That was his encouragement. Then he died to deal with it and bring it about, and set captivity free, deal with the devil and his works totally. Why? So we can now live with him. And the beautiful thing we see in the new covenant, when Paul has been touched and Paul is going out in the leading of the Spirit, in the presence of Jesus, fulfilling the great love of the Father. Back to the great love of the Father, the finished work. I love it there. Ephesians 1 verse 3 says, blessed is our God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, because he has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. So the Father is blessed. And Paul is now going out and sharing this beautiful gospel. And then he comes to the Greeks. Now, the Greeks, of all people, it's like America today with all the deception. You know, they had so many different ideas, wrong thinking, conformed to the pattern of the world at that time. And then what did he say to them? They said to him, our poet said we are the offspring of God. And then Paul doesn't say, no, you're not the offspring of God. He goes on to say, yes, we are the offspring of God. It's true what you say. But now the time has come when we must worship him, because God has made all things available now in Jesus. This is my own words I'm sharing here. And it's now time to repent. And it's a time to walk with your God, because he went on to say, because in him we live and move and have our being. So this is people in darkness. Why? Also, because remember when Jesus came back after paying the price, came back and he said, all authority has been given to me. Therefore, go out and make disciples, lovers of God, walking with God, being what God made them to be. And so there we got the all authority. So he is all over. And so the devil comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus comes to give life and life in abundance. So in him we live and move and have our being. He's all over, all knowing, all powerful, and everywhere. and all loving, all loving. So that's what we need to tap in this day and every day. And the secret then to be the salt and the light is abiding. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will desire, you will ask, and it will be given to you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. So the abiding, just as John said, the beloved disciple, our fellowship is with the Father and Son. And what we see and hear, we declare. And we declare it so that you also may have this joy, the joy of salvation, the joy of your name written in heaven, the joy of the Lord, that you can flow together with the Lord and be prayerful, joyful, prayerful, and thankful. So be blessed, guys. We got a wonderful God. He's close. He's near. Amen. And his word is in our hearts and on our mouths. That's what is so important, guys. He's near to all, but those that accept him, his word is nearer, and it's nearer in our hearts and in our mouths. And so we walk in the footsteps of Jesus, sharing his love, so that the others can also wake up to this great and wonderful covenant, because this is where the tacky hits the tarmac. Are you abiding? Are you walking with? Are you obedient, dedicated, putting on the fruits of the Spirit? Or are you choosing to love the world rather than love your God, and therefore love salvation? If you don't love salvation, you are choosing damnation. So turn to the living God and walk with him in Jesus' name. Have a lovely Easter. Amen.
Amen.